Welcome to our 3rd of July SPG podcast. Good morning. It's Dr. Cassilly here, and I hope you're keeping well. We're here in a very quiet school with it being Inset Day, after all the joy and vibrancy of cultural celebration activities yesterday. And so on to pupil success. Huge congratulations to Matilda from 8U on winning the St. Paul Award. She achieved 184 positive logs and no negative logs for the year and has set a new school record. The average for positive logs for each pupil is 44. And so a huge well done to Matilda on achieving over four times the school average. Truly amazing. And we could not be more proud of her. What an extremely worthy recipient of the St. Paul Award. Wonderful congratulations to Harriet in 12A and Bonnie in 12S, who achieved the Crown Award, and to Patricia in 12S, to Amaris in 12U, and Hannah in 12A, who achieved the Mint Award in the Cambridge University Economics Challenge. They took a 75-minute written paper set by Cambridge economists, which is based on beyond the exam syllabus and into real work scenarios of economics. This is likewise a first for our school, as all five are the first in history to ever have achieved a Cambridge University Challenge Award in economics. There were 1,902 other candidates. And to have achieved the highest Mint Award and the second highest Crown Award is a phenomenal achievement. So proud of Harriet, Bonnie, Patricia, Amaris and Hannah. Tiara Lilly from 7U was the wonderful winner of our weekend quiz on Panama, including the geography and engineering of the Panama Canal. Well done on her brilliant research skills and for all of her hard work. And so on to school events. Last Friday, 20 of our cadets and 4 altar servers went to the Diocesan Headteacher Conference in Coventry. The cadets were superb in organising the collection of bags brought by each school and constructed them into a pyramid of hope. Well done to our altar servers, Joanna from 10U, Michelle from 10L, Chinny from 10U, and Chloe from 13P, who served Mass with the Archbishop. Both the cadets and altar servers were outstanding ambassadors for our school and did us proud. Thanks also to Mrs. Pello, to Mrs. Downs, and Miss Casey for all of their support. On Monday, we had our whole school Mass of St. Peter and Paul on the tennis courts. It was a truly beautiful occasion to have Mass celebrated outside in God's Cathedral. Congratulations to our fantastic readers, Abigail from 9L, Maya from 8P, Grace from 9L, Isabel from 9L, Chloe from 9L, Miguel from 9L, and Sophia from 9L. And also to our brilliant altar servers, Casey from 9L, Chamanda from 9T, to Kirian from 9A, and Amara from 7P. Thanks also to Father Anton for his excellent homily, to Alejandra, to Mrs. McLean, and Mr. Bowers for a really, really wonderful liturgy, and for all of the hard work of Mr. Ashfield, Mr. Venables, and Mr. Green for making all of the technology work, and to Mrs. McGlone, Mrs. Pello, Mr. Farrelly, and Mr. Kettle for all of their hard work setting up the tennis courts. After Mass, we had the annual presentation of the highly prestigious St. Paul Award to Matilda in HU and celebrated with our whole school barbecue and sports for Key Stage 3 in the afternoon. We did indeed give great glory to God and St. Paul in all of the activities of the day. On Wednesday, we had our Year 6 Transition Day and were extremely grateful to the Year 7 who came to support and help. They were brilliant and such exemplary role models for the newest members of our SPG family. Thank you to our magnificent head girl team for all their support as well. And to our SPG helpers, Sarah from 7A, Marianne from 7U, Chelsea from 7T, Jane from 7T, Marin from 7P, Zulika from 7P, Lucy from 7A, Freya from 7A, Tiara Lily from 7U, Evelyn from 7U, Lily from 7L, Chanassa from 7L, Aria from 7T, and Katie from 7U. Thank you to our sports leaders who assisted the Oratory Primary School with their sports day on Wednesday. The feedback has been wonderful as our sports leaders showed such gracious leadership and superb organisation of all of the sports events. There are certainly some future teachers there. Well done to Betty from 9U, to Annalisa from 9U, to Ibele from 9U, to Hattie from 9U, to Tracy from 9U, to Alicia from 9T, to Adina from 9T, to Neve from 9T, to Millie from 9A, to Esme from 9A, to Julia from 9A, to Annabelle from 8A, and to Lena from 8A. On Wednesday, our pupils had the wonderful opportunity to visit Birmingham Airport, where they gained a fascinating insight into the wide range of careers that keep Birmingham Airport, one of the UK's busiest airports, running. The visit counted as a day of work experience as part of the Modern Work Experience Framework, giving pupils valuable exposure to careers in travel and tourism, business management and construction. During the visit, the girls took part in a landside tour of the airport, including time at the viewing station, where they enjoyed plane spotting while also learning more about airport operations. They had a keynote speaker from the construction management team who shared the exciting range of careers available. A particularly powerful message focused on the importance of encouraging more women into engineering and construction and highlighting the opportunities available in these growing industries. And well done to all of the girls for their maturity, for their engagement, and now for considering career pathways in air traffic control as well as engineering. This year, we are celebrating culture over a series of activities and days, commencing yesterday, wearing our cultural attire and with performances of cultural music and dance. We learned so much from each other and had a day of great joy, personifying the words of Ola Joseph, who said, "Diversity is not about how we differ. Diversity is about embracing one another's uniqueness." Thanks to Miss Edwards and to Mrs. Rigg for all their superb organisation of yesterday's cultural events, and to Mrs. Mearsand for organising the inspirational visit to Birmingham Airport. And so on to forthcoming events. Monday, the 6th of July, is Careers Day, with Year 9 at Newman University, Year 7 and 8 in school, and Year 10 and 12 on work experience. We know that this is the day after the England match, but we will be expecting everyone in school at normal time for this inspirational experience and wonderful opportunity. On Wednesday, the 8th of July, we will be having our public speaking finals, which is the culmination of tremendous hard work on behalf of the girls and staff on public speaking, and is always such a wonderful occasion. We wish our finalists well. On Thursday, the 9th of July, the 10 Year 7 who have acquired the greatest distances in their SPG passport will have their reward visit to Warwick Castle. On Thursday, we will also continue our cultural celebrations with the opportunity to visit food stalls to literally taste diverse cultural cuisines. After school, we will also have the Queen of Arts celebration, which will focus on the diversity of cultural fashion. On Friday, the 10th of July, we are going to have the Year 7 disco after school. And now we're going to have an update from the wonderful Lucy in 7A, who is organising this disco as part of her fundraising for Crohn's and Colitis UK.
Hello everyone, my name is Lucy, and for our final fundraising event for Crohn's and Colitis, we will be holding a Year 7 disco on the 10th of July, 3:30 to 5:30. It is £3 per entry with snacks and drinks available to buy on the afternoon. There will also be some dancing, games and tattoos at the disco. You can sign up on Arbor. Come and join the fun.
Thank you to Lucy, and we look forward to seeing as many Year 7 there as possible. On Monday the 13th of July, Year 7 are going to Breen. We end our academic year on Thursday the 16th of July at noon. The weather forecast is to have more hot weather next week. We don't know as yet how hot it is going to be. We were very grateful for all your support during the last week of extreme hot weather. So as the last time, your daughter can wear her PE kit, even if she does not have PE, if it is cooler and more comfortable. And she must ensure she has her water bottle, which she can fill up to stay hydrated during the day. However, we will have more updates next week. And now on to Just One Thing, which is led by Miss Short, our head of modern foreign languages, on how you can maximise opportunities for MFL during the holidays.
Hello, I'm Miss Short and I'm the curriculum leader for MFL. So as we head into the summer holidays, I'd like to share a few simple ways to help your child keep up with their modern foreign language learning. The good news is that it doesn't need to take hours, just 10 to 20 minutes a few times a week can make a real difference. So for our key stage 3 students, the focus is on keeping the language fresh. So encourage them to revisit the topics they've learned this year, such as family, food, hobbies and holidays. And you can use apps such as Quizlet or Blookit. You could also watch a short YouTube video, listen to music in the language, or write a few sentences each week in a holiday diary. These are all great ways to build confidence while having fun. For our Key Stage 4 students, the holidays are an ideal opportunity to keep GCSE skills sharp. We recommend regular vocab retrieval, a little grammar revision, and completing one reading or listening activity each week. So this could be done via websites such as Kaboodle or Seneca. Recording answers to speaking questions, writing a short GCSE style response every few weeks, or watching a film in the target language can also help with fluency and confidence and is fun. So the key message is that little and often works best. Short regular practice is far more effective with languages than trying to cram everything into one long session. And the aim isn't to go ahead with new content, but it's just to review and feel that when they return in September, they are confident and ready to build on what has already been learned. So finally, I just wanted to say thank you for your continued support, and we hope that you all have a wonderful, relaxing summer break.
Muchas gracias et merci bien. And so on to prayer. Tomorrow is the feast of St. Thomas the Apostle, commonly known as Doubting Thomas. I have great affinity with St. Thomas because after doubting the resurrection of Jesus, he turned back to him with wholehearted faith, never to doubt him again. Martyred in Mylapore, modern-day Chennai in India, in 72 AD. However, I'm always inspired by the prayer of St. Thomas each time I go to Mass at the point of the consecration. For when the priest lifts up the consecrated host, the body of Christ, I always silently pray the same words of St. Thomas in wondrous joy and faith. And those words are, my Lord and my God. So let's take a moment to pray for anyone who may have lost their faith or who is struggling with their faith and entrust them to St. Thomas. And so we pray. Glorious St. Thomas, your grief for Jesus was transformed into joy at his resurrection. Through your doubts, you came to a firm and fearless faith. Pray for us that we may have the courage to seek the truth, the humility to acknowledge our weaknesses, and the grace to believe without hesitation in our risen Lord. Help us to trust in God's love and providence, especially in times of uncertainty and doubt. Strengthen our faith so that, like you, we may proclaim from our hearts, my Lord and my God. St. Thomas the Apostle, pray for us. Thank you for your great support, especially last week when the weather was so hot. We are very, very grateful to the staff for being flexible in teaching the girls in such difficult conditions, and especially for the maturity and positivity of our magnificent girls who embodied, I am a St. Paul's girl, and there is nothing I cannot achieve.